This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is the
freeway. It's a true honor to be invited here. My name is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com and hundreds of other websites. And Alex and I are both on the front lines of the war to defend your right to speak, not just our right to speak, but your right to speak. This is so crucial to understand that this is one of the reasons why, by the way, I came back and began re-hosting and appearing on InfoWars, because we're all under attack. And if they take down InfoWars, they're going to take us down next. They're going to take down everybody who has a view that is not acceptable to the deranged lunatic left. I see Alex as someone who's out there on the front lines fighting this war on behalf of so many other people who, frankly, their speech rights are protected because of Alex, because of what he does and this platform that he has built. And it's important to support these platforms because the demonetization is happening. The character assassinations, the smears, the lies, the slander, everything. It's so evil. It's so demonic. Definitely check out this event coming up on Tuesday where Alex says he invades the swamp. He's given this speech at the press club in Washington, D.C. with other members of the InfoWars team, including Rob Dew, Roger Stone, Lee Stranahan, Jerome Corsi, Leanne McAdoo, and others who are going to be speaking there. It's going to be a very hard-hitting segment. You definitely don't want to miss that. And some of that will be streamed live here on the InfoWars show, is my current understanding. So definitely don't miss that. I just got to say, if we don't stand up and fight right now, and if you don't stand up and help support this operation and share these links and listen in and encourage your friends to listen to what's going on here. If we don't do this, we will lose everything that you value. Everything that you value in your life, your ability to own a home, private property, your ability to run a small business, your ability to have access to natural medicine and nutritional supplements like what you have at InfoWarsStore.com, your ability to milk a cow and sell the milk. It's already criminalized across America. They will criminalize seeds. They will criminalize thoughts. They have machines already, artificial intelligence systems that can scan your brain and create a transcript text of what you're thinking about. It's in the early stages, but it already exists. As that becomes more advanced, they can simply require you to wear one of these devices on your head, and they can get a transcript of everything you're thinking every single day. It's the future that you are facing, if you don't defend liberty, is a living hell. It is a technocracy hell run by authoritarian, insane, crazed, egomaniac. How else do you describe these people? Anti-human, anti-God, anti-liberty tyrants who want to commit mass murder, and they want to depopulate the planet, and they want to abort as many babies as possible. They want to get you hooked on antidepressant drugs and psychiatric drugs so they can control you and dumb you down and spoon feed you these narratives of fake news and fake facts and fake academia and fake history. They can control the future by controlling your perception of the past. You know, you've heard the quote, whoever controls the present controls the past, and whoever controls the past controls the future. They know all of this. It's all part of the plan. And the only thing standing in the way is your free speech and your support for free speech, like InfoWars.com or Drudge Report or my website, Natural News, or others out there, many others, who are trying to stand up and fight this. And we need your help. We're kicking butt, but we also need your help to keep doing it. So Stay tuned. We got a lot more ahead, covering other news in the second hour, plus your calls. This is Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones at InfoWars.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. We're going to be taking your calls in this segment. Thank you for joining us. This is the most important broadcast that I've ever done here at InfoWars, with many more to come. I've got an announcement coming up, too, about a show that I'm launching right here on InfoWars.com. It's going to be very exciting. I'll mention that in a minute. But first, the phone number to call in, it's 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. That's 2539. Call in. We'll take your calls in a couple of segments here. But first, we're going to cover some other breaking news today. My show that's coming up here on InfoWars will be a once-a-week show, a one-hour talk. Well, it's more like a mini documentary each time. The show is called Deconstructed. And in Deconstructed, we tear apart, we peel back the layers, let's say, of some major issue, some major medical or food or science or cultural issue that we're dealing with in our modern society. We might look at how food is made or where food comes from. We might look at organics and heavy metals. We might look at psychiatric drugging of children. Deconstructed takes apart all the things that maybe you're not being told, you know, in the mainstream media or the corporate propaganda. Well, maybe we'll do Deconstructed on net neutrality because it's a hoax. And net neutrality just gives a monopoly to the Googles and the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world. It's really it's a liberal left-wing totalitarian hoax. They want you to sign up for net neutrality while they're running monopolies. Think about it. What's neutral about a monopoly? There's no neutrality there. You should have content neutrality, you tyrants. It's unreal. Anyway, moving on, and then we'll take your calls. Gun control laws that target the mentally ill. This is the new push following the Parkland shooting. They want to say that anyone who has been diagnosed with a mental illness or just seems a little off could have their guns taken away, you see. And this story from the Free Thought Project talks about that and points out something that's very important to understand. There is a mental illness called Opposition Defiant Disorder, ODD. Yes, it's actually spelled ODD. And how are you diagnosed with Opposition Defiant Disorder? It's simple. You go into the psychiatry office, you sit down, the psychiatrist says, I think you have Oppositional Defiant Disorder. And you say, "No, I don't." And they say, "Oh, now you do. Yes, you do. You're defiant. If you don't go along with what we say, you're defiant and you have a mental disorder," they call the police, take their guns. Take the guns. This person is defiant. They don't like us. They don't go with the flow. There it is in the DSM-5. It's in the so-called Bible of Modern Psychiatry. And there are other disorders, by the way. There's an eating disorder. They call it, I believe it's called orthorexia. And it's an eating disorder if you are concerned with having clean food. So if you don't want to eat deadly pesticides that cause Alzheimer's and cancer, if you don't want to eat glyphosate herbicide, if you don't want to eat toxic heavy metals in your food, and you're interested in clean food and clean supplements, then now you have a mental disorder, and they can take away your guns. This is how insane it has become. You walk into the psychiatry office, and they're like, "Oh, what do you have there?" "Oh, I have my smoothie." And they're like, "What's in that smoothie?" "Oh, lab-tested turmeric and avocado." "Oh, you must be suffering from orthorexia." And then you say, "No, I'm not." They say, "Ah, oppositional defiant disorder. We gotcha. Call the police. Take your guns." I mean, this is what it has come to. But, you know, all joking aside, these are real so-called mental health disorders that I'm talking about here. They could use these. They could abuse these. They've done it throughout history. You know, how many people were declared mentally incompetent under Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler to say, "Oh, they're mentally incompetent. The state doesn't need them anymore. Yeah, send them to the ovens." You know, or the old, the infirmed, the, you know, the physically handicapped, those with birth defects and so on and so forth. How many people got, you know, cooked and killed in those regimes because they went against the state? You know, think about this. The liberals today are saying that only they know what's true. Only that, remember the liberal bubble of truth. Only inside that bubble is what's true. So if you have a thought outside that bubble, they can just say, "Well, you're mentally ill." Because you're not in the bubble. If you're outside the bubble, you're mentally ill. So we can take your guns away. See how that works? See the logic? Oh, all of a sudden you're engaged in hate speech. All of a sudden, it's hate speech. All of a sudden, you're unsafe for the community. Diamond and Silk, you're unsafe. I don't know if Diamond is more unsafe or if Silk is more unsafe. But one or the other is apparently more unsafe. Maybe Diamond is more safe than Silk. But who knows? They're gonna vilify all of them. This is where it's all headed. It's insane. But I gotta move on to other news. It's just this stuff. This is how they're gonna do it. It's this twisted, liberal, dangerous, non-logic of falsehood that they're gonna use to imprison and enslave everyone. The UK disarming its citizens. Now violence has reached record levels in London, exceeding the number of people killed in New York for the same time period. And now they're having a knife violence problem. Oh, remember that where they said, "Well, gun violence was the problem. Let's ban the guns." Well, now people are stabbing each other. So now they're trying to take away the knives. What's next? Are they going to have like fork violence? Yeah, people are going to be stabbing each other with forks, and they're going to have like a fork violence law that no one can have forks, no one can have knives, and pretty soon you're going to be eating with chopsticks and spoons all across London. Nothing but chopsticks and spoons and bare hands. And then they're going to have people punching each other and kicking each other to death, which the FBI says is actually the number one or a greater number of people killed in America with hands and fists than from assault weapons by far. So what are they going to do, ban hands and fists in London? It's unreal. By the way, keep calling in. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. It's 877-789-2539. Check this out. A college student with measles had been vaccinated, health officials say. Now, you've heard these headlines before, but the shocking thing today is that this is in USA Today. USA Today. They must have made a mistake. Somebody must have gotten high in the editorial room and slipped this one under the door because they're not supposed to say this. They're supposed to report that vaccines always work all the time. There are no side effects. Nobody ever gets autism. And vaccines are so awesome and perfect and awesome science. But today, USA Today reported college student with measles had been vaccinated. And in their story, they admitted, "Oh, look, they'd been vaccinated." And then they have an excuse in the story. Some health official in there is quoted saying something like, "Maybe they got a bad batch." Oh, you mean so your perfect little vaccine science hoax, you have allowances for bad batches? So where's the quality control then? And if this person got injected with the bad batch, then what about all the other people who got the same bad batch? Have you tracked the batch? Have you tracked the other people who are carrying measles because they thought they were protected because they got the vaccine, but it's a bad batch? And the truth is, you don't know jack because you don't even know where that batch got injected. You don't have any quality control in the vaccine industry because you don't have any legal liability. You have absolute legal immunity. It's total nonsense. it would be like Congress granting car manufacturers complete immunity from all accidents and anti-lock brake problems and cars bursting into flames and everything. If they had absolute legal immunity, do you think they would have a quality control system? Of course not. That's the vaccine industry. No quality control. They don't know if they're injecting you with live viruses or attenuated viruses. Oh, check this out. This Russian woman, 27 years old, dies in agony after being embalmed alive. This is from The Sun in the UK. They were trying to give her a drip of saline solution, accidentally gave her embalming fluid containing formaldehyde, which is also in vaccines, by the way. The CDC admits formaldehyde and mercury in thimerosal and MSG and antibiotics, they're all in vaccines. And this woman just died from having this dripped into her veins and embalming fluid. She's dead. And we're injecting our children with the same chemical and other chemicals. It's insane. And they want to silence your speech, shut you down, and exterminate conservatives while poisoning your babies with formaldehyde in vaccines. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And you're tuned in to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, guest hosting today for Alex here at InfoWars. Alex is on his way to Washington, D.C., where he will be part of a talk. The National Press Club is hosting it on Tuesday about the attacks on free speech. Kind of an extension of what I've been talking about here today. A lot of great speakers there, including Roger Stone, Jerome Corzi, Leanne McAdoo, and many others. We're going to be going to calls here in this segment, so callers, I thank you for holding. We'll go to you here just very quickly. Current specials in the InfoWars store. This is what powers the resistance here. Alpha Power, 25% off, is back in stock. And the premium InfoWars Life Select is $100 off, now just $147. Cellforce is currently 50% off, and Bodies is 25% off, back in stock. And you get double Patriot points until the end of the month. And this is, look, I urge you to support this operation. I'm honored and privileged to be here. I'm independent from this operation. I don't have any involvement in the InfoWars store. But I urge you to support it anyway, and it's crucial for this operation. And one of the ways that you can vote for me as a guest host is to go to the store and purchase the products that help you the most in your current challenges. And that's kind of a vote for the Health Ranger to fill in and host here. If you like me hosting, tell the InfoWars crew that you like my message, and I will be invited back. So support InfoWarsStore.com. And tell folks that you like Mike Adams being on the show. I don't know. I just love being here. This is an honor and a privilege to be here. I feel like being on the front lines here defending courage and liberty and free speech is an honor at this moment in history. It is the most important thing that I could be doing right now. So I'm just honored to be here, and I thank Alex for the invitation. And let's go to calls because we've got some callers here. Joe in Indiana, the note says you're disappointed in Trump. Joe, you're live on the air. Go ahead, sir. What's your comment? You're unhappy with Trump, huh?
Very unhappy with him, but I'm happy with you. You're a good host, and I hope you come back soon. You got my vote, brother.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Totally disappointed with millions of others in Donald Trump, who gives us these crummy little tweets when he has ignored the advice of someone like Alex Jones, who has repeatedly called on him to address the American people in depth. And if he can't find it within himself to come forward before the people and discuss these problems of the First Amendment being trashed and trampled and threatened, and the Second Amendment being trashed and trampled and threatened, and where are the calls in Congress for criminal penalties for those who violate the constitutional guarantees of the Bill of Rights?
I hear you, Joe.
People
yeah,
need to go to jail for saying that they want to do all these things, round us up and kill us and everything
good
else.
Good question.
And that goes, Mike, to the fact that we have a completely useless traitor masquerading as an attorney general, and Trump needs to get rid of him because he's done nothing.
Man, I hear you, brother. I hear you. I'm like, what are these people doing asleep at the wheel? They should be going after these Twitter companies and YouTube companies and Facebook that are censoring conservatives in a discriminatory fashion. And I agree with you. Where is Jeff Sessions? What has he been compromised or something? He's not doing the job he's supposed to do. The deep state is so dirty. Look at Bob Mueller. Look at James Comey. Look at the Rosenstein. Look at what these people are doing. Those people, in my opinion, should be behind bars. Let me ask you, Joe, do you think Trump is just is just fighting so much with the deep state that it's going to take time? Or do you think he's being subsumed by the deep state, that he's becoming more in that direction? What do you think is going to happen?
I think he is intimidated by them, and he is not listening to the right people. They don't want him to listen to Alex Jones or Jerome Corsi or anyone else. They want him to listen to these deep state monsters, and he needs to get some guts. He says he's a New York City street fighter. Well, where is it at? Bring it on, brother.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, you're AWOL.
You know what? Trump is a man who's used to going to war with people and winning that war, and I don't think he's given up, and I haven't given up on Trump, but there's a lot of people in his administration that seem to be asleep at the wheel and are not doing their jobs. I thank you for your call, Joe. It's great to hear. You're angry, you're frustrated, as a lot of us are, and we're wondering, when is this finally going to turn around? When are some people in the deep state going to be marched out of there in handcuffs? That's what I'm wondering, so thank you for your call. Let's go to, well, first let me ask you a question. Noel in Texas is actually asking when BioSludge is coming out. That's my documentary. I'll just let you know it's coming out later this year. We're going to release it exclusively on Reel.Video, so watch for that. All the photography's done. We're just doing editing. Let's talk to Michael in Ohio about the right of Americans to keep and bear arms. Michael, you're live on the air. Thank you for your call, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike Adams. Let me preface this call with two statements first. The first and most important thing is that Trump should do a complete realignment. Like many of us who've lost our jobs, everybody is fired. And yeah, they reapply. And if you don't meet the test, then you're out. You get their attention with money. That's the number one thing. He needs to do a total realignment and fire everybody and reapply. That's how you wholesale weed out the corrupts.
Yeah, drain the swamp, right.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to do it wholesale. Everybody reapply. That's it.
So what about Second Amendment? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, number two is what they're engaged in on every level is programming, neuro-linguistic programming. That's what they're doing. And it's very easy to see through. And what we need to do is use the same technique to fight back, neuro-linguistic programming. And Trump uses that all the time. You redefine, you reshape that item, that object. On the Second Amendment, what really hurts me is that no one, and I've seen a fellow that was part of the NRA, and I told him, and I have to be a black guy, I told him, you know what you need to do? Tell all of your friends, these brainwashed masses that are out there, that the NRA was started precisely for black Americans, and I hate using those terms because we're all Americans,
yeah,
to defend themselves at that time.
You know what, the NRA, it's the oldest civil rights group in America. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I often say this in my own podcast. I say, when I see a black man with a gun, I see a citizen. I see a citizen of America. And, you know, some other person who's racist or something say, oh, they see a criminal. No, I see a citizen. I want to see black America responsibly armed. And like you say, the distinction between black and white is nonsense at this point. It's irrelevant. We are all Americans. We are all citizens who should be armed in our self-defense. Anything else you want to add to that, Michael?
Yes, and you're exactly right. It's not only that, but it needs to be pushed out there by everyone through every vehicle. Dr. King was a Republican. Dr. King was a card-carrying Republican. Dr. King had firearms. They want to put us back into the digital.
Yep, slave. They want to make
and
you a slave, and they're doing it
pushed on every opportunity by everyone.
Thank you. Sorry to cut you off, Michael. We got to go to break here. I apologize for that. But great points that you just made. Really great points. If we don't stand up now, we become enslaved forever. Fight on the front lines of protecting freedom of speech. InfoWars.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here today, guest hosting for Alex Jones. My name is Mike Adams. You know me as the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com. breaking story today in the New York Times, I believe. Many people taking antidepressants discover they cannot quit. Antidepressants, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI drugs, now are being taken, or at least antidepressants as a class of drugs are being taken by 25 million adults for at least 2 years in the United States alone. That's a 60% increase since 2010, reports the New York Times here. Long-term antidepressant use is surging, and it brings the question to my mind, is our nation, our brains being chemically contaminated by these psychotropic drugs? Is this part of the big problem that we have here? Why there's so much derangement, you know, Trump derangement syndrome? Why are so many people seething with hatred and anger and intolerance and a lack of mental adaptability or resilience? Why is it that these so-called cry bullies on the left feel like words with which they disagree are some kind of an assault on their psyche? Could it be that these antidepressant drugs and ADHD drugs and these other medications are creating a psychological fragility or a lack of neuroplasticity or neuroadaptability? I think that could be. I think we're looking at the chemical dumbing down of America. It's one explanation that needs to be looked at in more detail. Maybe I'll do that on another episode, another show here. But right now I want to go to a Dr. Kelly in Northern California calling about bioweapons. Dr. Kelly, you're live on the air with Mike Adams. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call and your great work with all of your lab analysis. And my question was, I knew that one of the reporters had stated that he was poisoned with polonium, and I wanted to have that be a talking point so that people are aware of these types of radiobiological weapons, what they can do to protect themselves. And I'd like to hear your comment on that, and then I'll get to one other point, if I may.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your question. Well, polonium, of course, that's a radiological weapon that, different from biological weapons, which would be a viral strain and so on. I know you know that. I'm just clarifying it for the audience. But there are many radioisotopes that can be used in mass poisoning, such as cesium-137, for example, or strontium-91 used in medical imaging equipment can be used to make a dirty bomb, or can be used to poison people. You know, the truth is that some of these substances, if they're just near you, they can poison you. And, you know, Roger Stone was talking about that and this attack that happened to him. I got to tell you, when I see people like Roger Stone talking about how they were attacked or poisoned, it rings true to me because I know the threats that happen against me and some of them that I can't even talk about publicly, the death threats, the different types of death threats, the all kinds of threats, you know, and the threats against Alex Jones are very common. So I believe it's real. It's happening. We're all threatened by these things, and there are sadly a lot of covert ways to poison people. But I appreciate you bringing that up, Dr. Kelly. What's your next question?
Just to kind of maybe have him do a little briefing to us about how to detect and possibly monitor and make ourselves more aware of our surroundings. And about a decade ago, I was calling in and on hold to expose that the SSRIs are primarily or 20% fluoride by weight. And
yes,
that's delineated in the Merck Index of Biologicals, Pharmaceuticals, and Botanicals. And to my absolute horror, IG Farben patented glutamine, the excitatory neurotransmitter, in 1936.
Here you go. Now you're peeling back the layers. We could do a whole show on this. You know, I'm launching a show here called Deconstructed. We're going to talk about IG Farben. We're going to talk about the history of chemotherapy and the history of some of these psychotropic drugs. You make an excellent point, Dr. Kelly. Fluorine as an element is a very high percentage in terms of the total molecular weight of many of these psychotropic drugs. And that's because fluorine, of course, is in the halogen column of the table of elements. It's very biologically active or biochemically active, you could say. It interacts rapidly with other elements. And when it's in a molecule, then it makes those molecules very active. And this is how it alters brain function. We are mass poisoning the brains of our children and our adults and senior citizens every day across this country, and I believe that has a major, it is a major contributing factor to the brain fog and the seething anger and the derangement syndromes that we're seeing across the population. Thank you, Dr. Kelly, for your call. That was very interesting. Let's go to another caller, Trace in New Jersey, calling about Dr. King. And we played a segment of Dr. King earlier. Go ahead, Trace. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Mr. Adams? It's great to be on air with you. I called because when you first started the show, you said something about Dr. King, his 50th death date anniversary. And what's really kind of creepy about it, but at the same time kind of makes me laugh, is most of the young people I know, they didn't even know that his birthday was on the 4th. Yet they remembered my birthday, which is the 4th.
They remembered your birthday. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
My birthday is the same date as Dr. King.
Oh, death. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
my friends reading.
We tend to remember, you know, Dr. King's birthday is certainly not as significant as the day that he was sadly assassinated or the day of his speech and things like that, these other historical dates. My point was that Dr. King, if he were alive today, that, you know, his speech and what he called for would be considered libertarian and pro-liberty and pro-free speech. And yet those are exactly the things that are being attacked today by the left. It's as if Dr. King had a YouTube channel today, it would be banned by YouTube. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense? Does that ring true with you?
Yes, it does, because there is back in 2005, there was an animated show called The Boondocks, and they did an episode on if Dr. King was still alive, if he had only been in a coma and woke up in the early 2000s. And the way he tried to get African-Americans in the show to realize that what he did was not so they could act foolish or you know, submit. It was so that they could rise up and be strong for themselves. They still didn't get it.
Absolutely. This is about personal strength. This is about divine human rights. That's what Dr. King saw in humanity. He spoke to that greater good, that higher power that we are now defending as well right here at InfoWars. I say absolutely if Dr. King had a YouTube channel today, it would be banned, just like Facebook has banned, you know, Diamond and Silk and other speakers who have a different take on things but are very important. We've got a minute and a half left. Trish in New York says you're a freelance journalist talking about Syria. Trish, what's on your mind? And make it quick. We got to go to break pretty soon. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just calling about speaking of being banned. I had a interview that I did at the United Nations where I was banned, and it was back in 2013, and I'm a former co-founder of a group called the Military Family Support Network, and we had formed during the Persian Gulf War in 1990, and so I've kept in touch with a lot of servicemen over the years. And one of the things that I had stated in the interview, this was on February 1st, 2013, I had talked about that we had heard that the next thing they were going to do to finally close the deal to remove Assad was they were going to get him for chemical weapons use. And the interview went into quite detail. It was a small little outlet called Heat in the Middle East, ICAST News. And the guy asked me, he said, well, when did you hear that this is going to happen? And I gave him the date, which was the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War.
Trish, we got to go to break. This is a fascinating call. Hold on for us. We'll come to you after the break. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in today. Stay with us. We'll be back with Trish, the freelance journalist, after this break. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's exciting to be alive, and it's exciting to be here at the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. My name is Mike Adams. You know me as the Health Ranger, publisher of Natural News and many other websites. I'm a fill-in host today for the show. It's great to be back here on InfoWars.com, fighting for liberty, fighting for freedom of speech in this time when we are under such intense attack. We've had many great callers. We're going to go to more calls as well. I just want to thank all of you for listening and calling in, sharing your thoughts and your prayers for what we're doing. You can support us, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off everything if you go with AutoShip. Now, if I were shopping on InfoWarsStore.com, I would choose the AutoShip. I'd just get another 10% off. Best deal ever. Because, you know, it allows the store to plan their inventory so they don't run out of products. That's why they're willing to give you the extra 10% off. And frankly, you know, the profit margin on a lot of these is so small that like a 10% discount might be actually 50% of the profit. So it's a great deal. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Parkland hero, one of the students who was shot, named Anthony Borges. He's from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He came out of the hospital yesterday. He was shot five times, I believe, and he has issued a statement condemning the Broward County Sheriff's Office and their lack of response. He said, quote, "I want to thank you for visiting me at the hospital, but I want to say that both of you failed us. Failed us, students, teachers, and parents alike on so many levels." This was a statement, I believe, from his, that was Borges' statement read by his father. And he was speaking to Sheriff Israel of the Broward County Sheriff's Office and Robert Runke, the superintendent of schools in Broward. And we got a little video clip here from Anthony. Let's go ahead and roll that and hear it in his own words.
"I don't know why I survived and they didn't, but I will tell you that my family and I will dedicate the rest of our lives to seeing that something like this never happens again. To the other injured, I hope you are recovering well. We have the responsibility to tell the world what happened here. To Sheriff Israel of the Broward County Sheriff's Office and Robert Runce, the superintendent of the school and schools in Broward, I want to thank you for visiting me at the hospital, but I want to say that both of you failed us, students, teachers, and parents alike on so many levels."
There we go. That's all we want to get was that statement right there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they followed it up and said, "And this is why we all need to be armed, because we can't count on you, you Broward County Sheriff's people and deputies and so on." I mean, you stood down, okay? You stood down outside the building while children were being shot up and bleeding out, okay? Let's just be honest about it. You stood down when it's your job to run in there. It's your job to run toward the gunfire. It's your job to save lives when those lives are being threatened by deranged shooters or bombers or people using vehicles as weapons or people stabbing others, whatever the case may be. Your job is to go toward the danger and stop the violence. That's why you carry guns as sheriff's deputies, and that's why we carry guns as citizens, is to stop the violence. To stop the violence. I don't know about you, but if I had been there, I wouldn't have been ducking and covering outside the school. I would have been running in there, trying to find out who's doing the shooting and how do we stop them. You know, all you got to do is pin them down and wait for help to arrive. Even if you can't hit them with your own gunfire, at least you can make them think twice about, hey, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Return fire, people. It's not a complicated concept. All right, Washington Post deletes an article on Mueller witness being a pedophile. This is from the Daily Wire, I believe. Washington Post had a report that talked about how this witness was a pedophile, and they memory hold the article. It was originally published on March 15th, and it documented George Nader's, quote, 15-year-old pedophilia conviction in Europe that has not been previously reported, but they scrubbed it. What do you know? A little protectionism going on there, maybe? Protecting the Mueller's witnesses? Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. All right, scroll that number down here. Okay, we're going back to Trish in New York, the freelance journalist we were talking to. Trish, thank you for holding during the break. You were going to tell us that you learned many years ago how the Syria war was going to be engineered to continue, right? That's what it sounds like.
Well, on February 1st of 2013, this was after the whole phony Arab Spring had been the second one. There was one in 2005 that was an utter failure, so they kind of let it sort of disappear out of the media, and they resurrected it in 2011. And anyway, we heard through, you know, whisper, whatever you want to call it, of military people. On February 1st, I gave this interview at the UN with this outlet called Heat in the Middle East, ICAST News, and I said, you know, the first big date is going to be the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War, which was around March 19th or 20th of 2013, and that did indeed happen. And what happened was there was verified sarin that killed a lot of Assad's troops up on the Turkish border in a small town called Konalasal.
Well, you're getting into a lot of details here, and I respect your call, but let me just ask you, in the interest of time here, where do you think this is going in the next step? Because Trump wants to pull out of Syria, he said, but now it seems like there may be forces that want to bring him back into it. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I think if you really wanted to pull out of Syria, I don't think that you would put John Bolton in your cabinet, because he used to stand at the United Nations and literally threaten Syria and Iran with nuclear weapons, that he was going to bomb them with nuclear weapons.
Right.
And we know his role in the Iraqi WMD situation.
There's a lot more that we want to ask you, and we've run out of time for this episode today. Could you stay on the line? The producers would like to talk to you, but see if you could contribute more to this ongoing conversation. Is that okay, Trish?
Sure. All right. By the way, the interview was banned by the UN.
Why am I not surprised? Probably banned by YouTube as well. But thank you for your call, Trish. That's fantastic. Now, there's another caller. If you could, I can't see it on the call screen, but someone who wanted to talk about made-up disease names, I believe. Is that the caller that we have here? Okay. If not, go to Nelson in Florida. Nelson in Florida, Make America Great Again Project. Nelson, you're live on the show. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Pleasure to take my call. I run the Help Make America Great Again Project, and the goal of the project is a community awareness project to bring to light the problems with our food, water, energy, and education. And I know you're a big advocate for our food. And we need to get our communities thinking, become self-sufficient again. We need to do this by building these state-of-the-art indoor farms. I'm sure you see them. They're everywhere. They're fantastic. That's the way we need to grow our food.
Yeah.
Our soils are corrupted. Our water's corrupted. Everything that's in our stores is corrupted. So I'm looking to shed a little light on this project, because this is where it has to start. Every community has to make this decision, take it upon themselves to get control of our health. That's our foundation. We cannot do anything without our health.
Oh, you are nailing it. But so many people love to be a Borg, enslaved to the system where their doctor tells them, here, take these antidepressant drugs. Here, eat this junk food. Here, take this chemotherapy. They love it. People are afraid to take responsibility for their own lives. I'm sure you see that too, right?
I see that, but I also see the change coming. I see people being, I did this all last season in Blue Ridge, Georgia, the Blue Ridge Mountains up there, and people are ready to make the change. If people know our food's corrupted, I tell you, 85% of the people understand this, so it's got to do it. You know as well as I do.
I do.
There's no other choice.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Excellent call, Nelson. Excellent point. Self-reliance. We need local food. We need to take responsibility for the food we're growing. Don't let just some foreign corporation infect us with what's in the food or what's in the vaccines, or, because a lot of unsafe ingredients there. We have to take responsibility. There's one more call I want to take. We're about out of time, but Mark in California, you're on the air. Mark, make it quick, please, and thank you for holding. What do you want to say about medical drugs?
Yeah, was that operator defiant disorder?
It was oppositional defiant disorder.
Oh, okay, oppositional. Yeah, because I know there's a nomorefakenews.com guy, John Rappaport.
Yeah, Rappaport.
Yeah, I like how he condenses it down, makes it simple for slower listeners that you guys have, such as myself. It's Toxic Psychiatry is his book, and we can go to these city council meetings and pass out these good books.
Absolutely, yeah. And if we take enough psych drugs, we can go to city council meetings and just pass out. But thank you for your call, Mark. Sorry to cut you off, because we're just about out of time here. The show is wrapping up here for today. I want to say thank you to all the callers. Thank you to all the listeners, all of you who are sharing these links. My name is Mike Adams, filling in for Alex Jones today. There's a lot more straight ahead tomorrow. And I've got a show coming up called Deconstructed here at the InfoWars Studios. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and Rob do many more coming up next week. The big event is Tuesday, so don't miss it. Infowars.com. Thank you all today. It's great to be with you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.